Okay, so the Chevra requested that we continue in Hilchos Talmud Torah this morning. So I just want to learn a brief halacha with you, which is Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav. The Gemara, the Rambam over here is quoting from a Gemara in Sukkot, Daf Mem Beis, that Me'imasaych Aviv Chayev Lelamdo Torah. At what point is a father of a chayev to teach a kid Torah? The answer is Mishiyaskol Ladaber Melamdo Torah Tzivolanu Moshe Ushma Yisrael. When the kid begins to speak, so you teach him Torah Tzivolanu Moshe and Shema Yisrael. How old are the kids when they begin to speak, by the way? So, I have a great niece. My niece's daughter is now 1 year and 3 months. And like we spent some time there, Matzah Shabbos. And she's speaking a little bit. Now again, I don't know what Yaschel Ledaber means. It probably doesn't mean, though, that you say one word or two words, because when you begin to speak, Daddy teaches you Torah Tzivolanu Moshe and Shema Yisrael, that means you could already speak in sentences. No? It takes time. Yes Hashem, like, or those of you who have, like, young siblings or nieces, nephews, you could, like, check this out. It takes time to move from speaking words to speaking sentences. So I'm assuming that Mishayaskol Ladaber means something about sentences. And when the kid begins to speak sentences, then Daddy teaches him Torah Tzivolanu and the Moshe and Shema Yisrael. V'achar kach melamdo ma'at ma'at psukim psukim ad shiyehe ben sheish o ben sheva kol ufi borio. Then you teach him many psukim until the kid is 6 or 7, based on the kid's health. And then you take him to yeshiva. Then molicho etzo melamatino goes. So, there is a certain age progression in teaching. When the kid begins to speak, you teach Torah Tzivolanu Moshe and Shema Yisrael. Kids begin to speak, do they have any understanding whatsoever of anything? That 1.5-year-old, 2-year-old could speak in this sentence. Do they understand anything? Says, so you shake your head. No. Right? No, they don't understand nothing. Haraya, the fact that they don't even understand danger. Right? The fact that you have to put all of those outlet protectors on to make sure the kid doesn't stick his or her fingers. You know, like kids like lick their fingers. It could be really dangerous. You know, you lick your fingers and you stick it into an outlet, chas v'shalom, right? Kids aren't so smart. They don't know not to do that, right? So they don't have any sort of havana. Nonetheless, there's a mitzvah that the father should teach him Torah Tzivolanu Moshe and Shema Yisrael. Next question. Why Torah Tzivolanu Moshe and Shema Yisrael? I would think that if the kid is old enough to begin to learn, you should teach the kid Bereishis Bara Elokim, or Me'imasai Kari Neshma Ba'arfis. You should start from the beginning. Why is it that you teach Torah Tzivolanu Moshe, which is a pasuk all the way in Vezos HaBracha, start from Parashas Bereishis? Does anyone want to give a suggestion as to the pshat over here?
Typically, Torah Tzivolanu Moshe is more important than Bereishis.
Okay. Why?
The way that we should live our lives every single day is thinking that Torah Tzivolanu Moshe, but not necessarily thinking about every second of our lives Bereishis.
Okay. Why?
That's just the way it is.
Okay. I mean, I'll tell you the answer, I think. Again, we're talking about a father's mitzvah to teach Torah to a kid, not a Rebbe's mitzvah. A father's mitzvah is not about content, but it's about that experience, that feeling. V'hodatam levanecha v'levnei vanecha, right? Yom asher amadta l'fnei Hashem elokecha b'chorev. Daddy's mitzvah is to teach the kid that, you know what, Maimon Har Sinai felt like this. Maimon Har Sinai, remember right last time the yeshiva had a Chag HaSmicha, so in preparation for the Chag HaSmicha they had different Rebbeim give shiurim in yeshiva. So Rabbi Sabolovsky gave a shiur to the whole yeshiva, and he was trying to speak about the idea of Mesorah. Hey, Chag HaSmicha, you're giving guys Smicha, you want to talk about Mesorah. Okay, beautiful. So what's Mesorah? So Rabbi Sabolovsky tells the following story. He's starting with his little son, and they're learning Mishnah. It's the beginning of Pirkei Avos. And Moshe kibo Torah Misinai, Yerushalayim Hashua, etc. And then they go through the list. Rav Sablowski is explaining to his son the importance of having a Rebbe, and he's like, my Rebbe is Rabbi Lilligan Rav Schechter, and his Rebbe was Rav Soloveitchik, and going back, like, speaking about who's the Rebbe of whom, right? That's why he's transmitting the Torah. So then Rabbi Sablowski's son turns to him and says, Abba, does that mean that you know Yehoshua ben Nun? And you know what the answer is? Yes! Or it's supposed to be. Misora is supposed to be that I convey to the kid the feeling that, like, you're part of this path. It's ki'ilu, you know Yehoshua ben Nun. No? You know Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a father's mitzvah. And that experience of Torah, teaching Emunah in Torah min HaShamayim, and Emunah in Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael teaches us about Achdus HaBorei. And Maimed Har Sinai teaches us about the idea of Torah min HaShamayim, the fact that the Torah that we have comes straight from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah didn't change, etc. But the Rama develops in the Ikari HaEmunah. That's what you teach a kid first. The Yisod of a father is Chinuch, is not necessarily content, but that experience. And part of that experience is to feel the Hashem Echad, to feel the Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. I want to add a nekuda though. You're supposed to teach the son these psukim, etc., to convey emunah. This is probably the same idea that the Torah has by the mitzvah of hakel. No? The Torah writes that you should hakel asam ho'anoshim v'hanoshim v'hataf. Right? Zokli Gemara. Anoshim ba'im l'omayr. Noshim ba'u l'shmo'a. Right? Men are coming to really learn. The women are coming to hear. L'taf. Why do the little kids come? Right? So, chazah, right? L'itein schar l'mevi'eihem. Give schar for those who bring them. I remember years ago in yeshiva, we had a there was a Rosh Hashiva here, Reb Gershon Yankelevich, Zechron Levracha. He was a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim. Reb Yankelevich was nifty. He was 103 years old. He said shir, and I can't say he said shir until the day he died, because he died during the summer. But he said shir the last day of Shemzman. He went after shir that day. He went to the library to take out Sparim for next year's Masechta. And he was nifted during the summer, 103 years old. For me, it was like very weird. I was sitting next to him at like my first Rosh Hashiva meeting. I'm like, do you realize that you're 70 years older than me? put stuff into perspective. Like, so Rav Yankelevich is a very special man. Rav Yankelevich commented, I don't remember if he said that he heard this on the Chafetz Chaim, but he said that the idea of bringing the kids is so that the kid should feel. The kid should feel like they are part of the Har Sinai experience. They should feel like they're part of the Hakel experience. They should feel like they're there, even if they don't understand anything. Just being there creates a feeling. The Gemara speaks about one of the Amoraim whose mother brought him into the Beis Medrash as a little baby. Something very beautiful, that like a kid should be exposed to Torah. I was thinking about this. Is it kedai to bring my kids to the Siyum HaShas? I have an 8-year-old son. Is it kedai to meet him? I don't want to go to the Siyum HaShas myself. Honestly, like, I went to the last three. Last time, the only thing I gained out of the Siyum HaShas was davening Ma'ariv. No, the Ma'ariv is very powerful. Don't get me wrong. It was like, but like, I was sitting through hours and hours and hours. Like, my feeling was like, maybe it's not kedai. But now I'm thinking about it again. I have an 8-year-old son. Maybe, like, what greater experience could there be that you see, like, 100,000 Jews together to celebrate Torah? Right? That's the idea of a father's mitzvah. A father's mitzvah is to teach this kid Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Shema Yisrael, to give him the experience, even though you're not conveying the information. For this reason, it seems to me that the Rambam is mashmit one detail in that Gemara, one detail that Chazal have on that pasuk also. Chazal say that a father has a mitzvah to teach the son to speak Lashon Kodesh, no? V'dibar tibon, that you should teach your kid to speak in Lashon Kodesh. The Rambam leaves that out. And everyone jumps up and down, why did the Rambam leave that out? Maybe the pshat is that the Rambam felt that that's a mitzvah of tochen, and the idea of a father's mitzvah is experience, not content, and experience on the highest levels of emunah in Torah Misinai, emunah in Hashem Echad. That's really what we're trying to convey. That's a father's mitzvah in Talmud Torah. I think this is on the Rambam. Good, gentlemen.